the fossil record. Now, how did it get there?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Well, Ken, the evolutionists tell us that the fossil record is one of their best evidences for evolution. How do creationists, though, explain these layers of fossils?
I'm always amazed that people don't think logically when they hear secular scientists explain how they think the fossil record came to be. I'll never forget the illustration found in my old biology textbook about fossilized fish. The evolutionist authors had drawn pictures to explain to the students that when fish died, they sank to the bottom and then they were slowly covered by mud. Over millions of years, layers of fish fossils formed. But you know, most fish float when they die. And by the time they get to the bottom anyway, they're already falling apart or have been eaten by scavengers. Every time I've gone diving on the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, I don't see dead fish on the ocean floor waiting to be fossilized. It takes special circumstances to quickly cover and preserve these creatures' remains if they're to turn into fossils. How do you explain billions of fossils in layers, sometimes miles thick, over much of the Earth? Well, the catastrophic global flood of Noah's day, just thousands of years ago, would have buried billions of creatures and preserved them as fossils.
According to evolutionists and even many Christians, there was a lot of death and bloodshed for millions of years before Adam sinned. Discover what the Bible really teaches about the origin of death and suffering. You just may be challenged to give up some of your ideas. Log on to AnswersRadio.com and read Ken Ham's free booklet.